Well, it's a merry-go-round as it often is when no confidence votes happen. All the hell breaks loose. There's lots of deals going on under the surface. But of course, all of these politicians have at some point been in coalition with all the other politicians. People have moved around and formed all sorts of alternative coalitions. So briefly, what's happened is that a few weeks ago, there was a rebellion against Sotomayor's government, particularly involving the finance minister, or the former finance minister who'd been sacked, Snyder Rini, and the deputy prime minister, Manasseh Ilunga. They went over to the opposition, and it looked like the opposition was going to form a new government, and indeed they did oust Sotomayor in a no-confidence vote. But instead of going on to form a cohesive new government, now some of those who were originally on the opposition benches and have been for years have now flipped back over to Sotomayor's side. It looks like there may be an alternative prime minister, a former central bank governor, a former employee of the World Bank, Rick Ho, who's the MP for Small Malaita. So there's an interesting reconfiguration going on in Sotomayor politics.
So, in fact, Manasseh Sogavare, who was ousted by a whole bunch of these people on Monday, is now working with some of them to more or less have his party and them stay in power.
Well, I mean, you have to... He may take up the deputy prime ministerial portfolio. We'll see. I don't think the nominee for alternative prime minister is never a done deal until the actual day of the election, and there's a few days of lobbying to go before that. But the essential backdrop here, I think, is now absolutely clear, though some people have denied it. The essential backdrop here is the anti-corruption legislation that Sogavare was trying to push through, and the rebellion of Snyder Rini and various other ministers was clearly about that. Although they've denied it, there's been statements from John Moffat Fakui that have made it quite clear that that was the issue. Snyder Rini said that the issue was, interestingly, the resistance to external influences. You can imagine where he was coming from, because he probably thought when they selected Manasseh Sogavare, they were going to have someone who was really going to stand up to the Australians, because that's what he did last time back in 2006-07. But he's been far from that. He's been quite a receptive prime minister, and even called the Australian mission to the Solomon Islands something heaven-sent a few weeks ago. So to some extent, the cleavages that are emerging in Solomon Island politics are about corruption, anti-corruption, receptiveness to external influences, or resistance to those influences. This is what's underlying some of the divisions. But of course, in the midst of that also, everyone wants to be in office. Everyone wants power. And often principle gets sacrificed to the quest for political office.
Well, Rick Ho, who's been put up by Mr. Sogavare's coalition as the potential new prime minister, although that's by no means a done deal, there are many days to go before that's official. He, of course, knows a lot about finance and corruption. He was in the central bank. He was an employee of the World Bank. Is he likely to be someone who will pick up the ball and run with it with this anti-corruption legislation, do you think?
Well, there's been some criticisms of Rick Ho himself, but some of the things that have happened on Small Malaita. But I think as far as a credible pair of hands who handled the central bank very effectively during the really severe crisis years, he certainly has a track record of being managerially competent. It'll be interesting to see whether those on the formerly associated with the Sogavare government are prepared to rally around Rick Ho.
Of course, this could all change in a very small amount of time. I mean, the people that he's now working with were the same people that got rid of him on Monday. Who knows what might happen even within the space of, say, 24 hours?
And there's always all these coalitions. They're never robust. There are lots of so-called grasshoppers or rubber band politicians that are circulating around who are quite amenable or susceptible to inducements of various kinds. And you can bet your bottom dollar that the camp that's at the Honiara Hotel with Snyder Rini and others, backed by Tommy Chan, the Chinese businessman who owns that hotel, are going to be doing whatever they can to try and attract people back across the floor. So we'll be in for some days of frenetic lobbying, I think.